Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked, blissed? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Dr. Norman Shuler is with us. David in Illinois is with us. We're talking about crocodile, this concoction of all kinds of chemicals that will rot your flesh off. David, you had a couple more comments?
Yeah. You were talking about them inhaling Raid. Now that Raid part doesn't surprise. Spray. You know, insecticide.
Right.
The kids inhaling it. You there?
Yes, that's right. That's right. That's what they're doing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that doesn't surprise me because even back when I was all the way through a teenager, and we would walk the beat. The kids would come out during the day because they felt they were safer, and you would see them with an empty soda can, and you know, they would have the bag of paint, the paint in the bag, and they were inhaling paint back then. So the rate, that doesn't surprise me at all that they do that. I mean, they just going to look for the next. I'm surprised it's been out, it's been continuing so long, but. We see the kids that smoke drugs or drink would come out at night. Those kids that would carry, they felt more comfortable. They can carry that right with them in public, and nobody really cared. Nope, they didn't think nobody noticed. I should say, you know.
I used to ask our son when he was high school age if he would go to the Chinese factory outlet. At that time, we used to buy grease for our tractors, tubes of grease, and we get like 12 at a time. And these are grease cartridges, 14.1 ounces, and you put them in a grease gun, and then you just pump the grease gun, and grease comes out the end and goes into the Zerk fittings for the steering and the, you know, all the movement parts of the tractor and implements and so forth. And he would get a hard time when he went to Walmart because they would say you have to be, I think, 21 to buy grease. And he said, why is that? And well, because people inhale it. Really? Inhale it. So they take the cap off. And so I used to get kind of frosted, and we'd go to the checkout, and I'd have to go buy it, okay, because he wasn't of age to buy grease. And so I would just look at our son. We'd be checking out. We would still be at the conveyor belt. And I'd say, well, let's go sit over there on the bench, and we'll just eat it right here. I mean, really, I just find this craziness. Now, I do remember when I was growing up, David and Dr. Shuley, we used to make model airplanes, model ships, model tanks, these plastic you know, put together models, and used to use glue. Put a bit of this model airplane or model making glue on the tip of a toothpick, and you just put a little tiny dot on the part you wanted to glue. But that got banned because people were putting squeezing some glue in a bag and inhaling the glue fumes and making themselves high. So, you know, a few jerks really make it miserable for everybody else. So that kind of market disappeared. And I wonder if those jerks who did that killed the model-making experience. Because you used to be able to go to, you know, a big-box type store. They weren't quite big boxes yet. But, you know, that kind of a store, even supermarkets, and you could buy models and the glue. And they were everywhere. Do you remember that, Dr. Shuley?
Oh, heavens, yes. I even put one or two together.
Sure. Sure. And now, who does that? Who does that anymore? And maybe that's one of the reasons why young people are in such despair. There's nothing for them to do that does not include a smartphone. David, any comments from you?
Well, I think one of the reasons that these kids are, you know, feeling so left out and having so many emotional problems is these schools, while they're in school, they want them all drugged up so they sit there like a bump on a log, like a zombie, staring at the wall. And when they're out of school, they don't care what they're doing. And then they're off the drugs, especially when they graduate, then they're off the drugs too, you know. And that's got to put has some big factor in it, you know.
David, I'm trying to figure out what you're saying here, but I believe I understand. I believe that what you're saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, that in order to have the students comatose in the classroom so they're not raising their hands, they're not asking questions, or they're not thinking, they're just there receiving information, because of that experience, that when they get out, when they graduate, they haven't learned much, they haven't been creative, they haven't participated, and they don't know what to do. Is that what you're saying, because they haven't learned enough?
Yeah, that's part of it, but during that time while they're in school, they're dousing them with Ritalin, you know, Adderall, everything else, you know, to sit there and be calm. When the kids should be having some time outside, basketball, this or that, instead of burning off the energy, they want them sitting there in the class doing nothing.
Dr. Shealy, have you been made aware that the public schools want children on Ritalin and other drugs to keep them calm, and they literally get paid extra? So the schools get X dollars per pupil, X dollars of federal money for those who need lunch assistance or free lunch or assisted lunch, and extra for those who are on these mind-numbing drugs like Ritalin. Are you aware of that?
I really wasn't, but I guess I am now.
Okay. Well, that's one of the reasons. So literally, when our son decided, this is just unbelievable to me, when our son wanted to try for the very first time the public training camp as a high school student here in Missouri, we met with the principal and the superintendent of schools, and we were told that it would be a really, you know, if we could sign him up for a free lunch program, that would be good. And we said, no, if he's going to eat it, he's going to pay for it. But they said, yeah, but it helps the school if he gets a free lunch.
Hey, insanity is everywhere. That's all you can say.
But this is absolutely true. David, have you heard of this? David, are you there?
Oh, I am now. It started to go out again, but...
I was going to say, David, you cause a lot of problems.
I wanted to apologize to him, to you guys about this, but like I said, I've been there. I witnessed these things. And maybe it's me, but I see these things, and to me it's glowing in front of me. And then when I mention it to somebody or I try to talk to somebody that I know, they act like I'm the one that did it. Shoot the messenger. I'm like, you don't see this? What's the matter with your vision? You know, I don't understand.
What's the matter with your vision? I've shortened that, David, to what's the matter with you? Not you, but I mean, I'm starting to think out loud when I talk to people, like, what's the matter with you? What? This is obvious. How come you can't understand this? Where have you been?
Gentlemen, I'm beginning to understand why Congress is so bad. If people in the community are doing things like this, no wonder they vote for idiots.
Dr. Shealy, this is absolutely true. I have on the Ron Gibson channel a 15-minute video of the Laclede Electric Cooperative Board of Directors annual meeting. And in that meeting, I was on stage for just over 2 minutes. And you can see these bumbling directors running for re-election. They're not eloquent. There's no reason why any of them should be on the board of directors running this electric cooperative. And if you watch this, just go to, if you just go type into any search engine, YouTube, comma, Vincent Finelli Laclede, L-A-C-L-E-D-E. You'll find it. And there it is. There's two of them. One is for last year, one's for this year. And literally, you will see and hear people clapping when my time is up and I go off the stage. They're not clapping like, yay, what a great job. They're clapping, yay, he's done speaking. We don't have to listen to him anymore. I literally, of the 27,000 members of Laclede Electric, I got 100 votes, even 100. And if you compare the presentation of the other guys saying, like, I'm from here, my mama's from here, and I'm learning, I'm going to seminars, and, you know, I'm running for re-election. It's been a real good learning experience for me, so I'm learning how to do my job here as a board of directors member, and it's thank you very much. They get 4-5 times more votes than I do. And they get reelected.
Well,
and
that,
they have
that,
no clue.
That literally explains, you know, we have the Democrats who are beyond crazy and the Republicans who are castrates, in my opinion. I'm being kind.
Yeah. 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 And there's a video series I've been recommending to our class. And normally I say, if you choose to, I'm saying this is mandatory. It's called The Walking Dead. And it's what happens when, we'll call it a disease, is inflicted on the world. And only a few survivors actually make it. And they have to work with each other. And they can't. They can't. It would be like Springfield, Missouri, at war with Lebanon, Missouri, at war with Mountain Grove, Missouri, at war with Kansas City. At war, I mean, literally, it's like, we want what you've got and we're going to take it. And people cannot get along. The distrust, the mistrust, the lies, the cheating, the me first. It is unbelievable. And I think it's a documentary looking back at where we are today. I really believe it. And class, and I'm not kidding about this, you need to watch it. And if you don't watch it, I believe you will not survive, because you will see what happens when someone comes to your door. You'll see it. And you'll see. And if you don't have a gun right now, you better get one right now. If you think that your safety is important to you and your family. And I'm serious. And plenty of ammo for it. Because there's going to be a time, we've got a bunch of socialists that want to take the guns that we have now. And I believe ammo is going to be restricted. I believe guns are going to be restricted. I believe registration is next. Confiscation is right after that. And how's it going to be when we're in a civil war and you have no way of defending yourself except maybe your kitchen carving knife? Seriously. Or a butter knife. Or a fork.
I'll tell you one thing with people. If they do pass gun legislation, they will more than likely, like they always do, pass the legislation or some add-on amendment to it that exempts law enforcement, politicians, and those individuals are upper class. They'll be exempt. I would almost guarantee it.
Dr. Shealy?
Well, I think you ought to put on your website the thing we got from Joey this morning about the coming World War III.
Okay. Okay. My website's down, but I'll tell you, class, more about that when we come back. David, we've got Gene in Kentucky.
Yep.
Wait,
thank you.
Anything else that you need to say?
No.
Okay.
No, let somebody else interrupt your day. Thank you.
David, of course, you know I was kidding about all the problems you cross. And what I really mean by that is whenever you're on, the Internet gets flaky. Something
I know,
about
like
what
I
you
said.
Have to say.
Yeah.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
That's Dr. Norm Shealy's with us. Dr. Shealy, to contact your office to set up an appointment with you via Skype or telephone or in person in Springfield, Missouri, what would you like us to do?
Call 417-351-5221.
Class, that's 417-351-5221 if you'd like to chat about your personal medical concerns with Dr. Norman Shealy, medical doctor. Gene in Kentucky. Welcome. You're on with Dr. Shealy. Hey, Gene. You're on.
Do what now?
Hello.
Well, that's up to you. You're on the air with Dr. Shealy.
I had to take off my speakerphone. Okay. I'm complaining now about the school menus. I'm looking at the local newspaper in this one horse town. A breakfast, elementary school, French toast sticks and syrup, a donut hole. Fruit juice, a milk. Another day, it's breaded pork chop. This is breakfast. Biscuit, a Pop-Tart. So I called the local tradio thing just to advertise something, buy, sell, trade. And I mentioned because they had the dietitian on there for the local schools and stuff, and I complained. I said, there's nothing healthy about Pop-Tarts. I wouldn't even let them in my house, you know. But anyway, so she hung up on me, you know. And so she did make a comment later. Well, that's better than nothing. She said, well, they are whole grain. The dietitian later on commented.
Really?
Yes. I actually made that stupid
Gene,
comment.
I, Gene, I have a comment.
Yeah.
I have a comment to make about what you said. When I lived in Virginia, I was having lunch in the cafeteria with the principal of an elementary school. And I spent a lot of time in the public school system as a consultant in Virginia. So I knew a lot of principals, and I knew a lot of superintendents, and I knew a lot of teachers. So when I was there for the day, I wanted to see what the public school experience was really like. So I would eat lunch with, sometimes, not very often, with the principal. And that day there was French fries and you'd get some packets of ketchup. And he told me that according to the school rules, a packet of ketchup is considered a vegetable.
I remember that. I remember hearing that, yes.
Oh, dear.
So, now, I'm not kidding. Now, these packets, and I remember him saying, oh, you don't want that ketchup. Let me go get you the good ketchup. So I got a different kind of ketchup from the back room there.
Corn syrup, maybe.
Well, first of all, it was a plastic packet. It wasn't a metallic type plastic. It was tiny. It was like the fun size packet. If they have a regular size packet, and then there'd be the fun size, which is just enough so you can see it. But that was considered literally. That one little packet of ketchup was considered the vegetable that went with the lunch for that day. What I'm saying is you're right. Yes.
I now understand why my dear, beloved, nurturing mother brought me lunch to school even when I was a senior in high school.
Well, I ate junky as a kid. I mean, I would buy these stupid peanut butter buns we had. This is back in the 50s and 60s and that. Oh, and this county, the whole county gets free lunch and free breakfast and free textbooks. We never got all that, and I grew up poor.
And did you have to walk to school?
Yes, except for 1 year, we moved around a lot because the parents couldn't afford to own a home until I was in ninth grade. And, yeah, we walked. I wouldn't know what it was to get a ride. Because we lived in the so-called city, you know, city of Louisville.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was always when, just the 1 year that we lived in so-called a little bit of country area. And I took a bus half a mile to the bus stop.
Gene, are you saying that in your area right now it's free breakfast and free lunch?
Grayson County, Kentucky. Everybody qualifies, and it infuriates me. Because our taxpayers' money is going towards this junk food.
Yeah, yeah. And did you have anything else you wanted to share?
Yeah,
you want to hold through the break?
My husband on a cholesterol medicine. I don't like the thought of.
All right. Well, you'll hear more about that when you come back.
Okay, thanks.
We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A lawyer for the whistleblower whose complaint set off a House impeachment inquiry says President Trump's comments could put his client in danger. The whistleblower's legal team expressing concerns in a letter to the acting director of national intelligence, Joseph McGuire, citing the president's call last week for the person who gave the whistleblower information
to be publicly identified. Meanwhile, Republican Representative Doug Collins, who sits on the House Intelligence Committee, says the complaint from that whistleblower is being mischaracterized.
When if you look at the actual whistleblower complaint, this is not about involving abuse of the intelligence community issue. This is not about what whistleblowers normally use for. This is really a disagreement over policy, a disagreement over what they thought the tone was in a phone call. And when you look at the transcript, it was not there.
He spoke on Fox, and this is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
This can be slight.
What are today's hot?
Well, today,
God,
you're
take my
when you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Class, Dr. Norman Shealy's with us. Telephone number to call Dr. Shealy's office, 417-351-5221. Website, normshealy.com, normshealy.com. Gene, you wanted to talk about cholesterol medicine and your husband's.
Yes, he had an episode.
Right?
He went to the hospital with chest pains. He drove himself, because we live apart. They called me from the hospital, and they wanted to do tests, and they ended up being, and then they ambulanced him to Louisville to do that. You know, it's stuff with the dye in your veins and ultrasound and all that. But they said the two of his, another one of his bypasses collapsed, but he's still, you know, or whatever. So they put him on this, of course, he's willingly taking it, some kind of cholesterol-lowering medication. I told him cholesterol he needs, but he won't listen. It's called Isotrav or something like that. And then they've changed his blood pressure to another junky medication, too. And he won't, like me, won't give up the bad stuff, you know.
So what do you mean by he won't give up the bad? What do you mean by he won't give up the bad stuff?
Like the booze and the beer. And the sugar stuff, yeah.
Well, you know, if he's so stupid that he won't give up smoking and beer, et cetera,
he don't smoke. He don't smoke.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed it. Just beer.
The booze and the beer.
Well, again, one a day wouldn't be bad, but more than that is just shovels for the grave.
Sure, we know that, yeah. The sugar is bad, too, and I'm a culprit there. But are y'all also hot and dry like we are? We're in the 90s again today, and I'm sick of water in my little bit of garden.
We are hot and humid.
Yeah, we're hot and dry. It's almost been a month since we've had rain. And
Gene, I'm concerned about what you said.
Mm-hmm.
When you talk about the booze and the beer, how much are we talking about?
I'm not sure, because I'm out there with him all the time.
Well, you got to see the cans and the bottles, right?
Well, no, he takes them to recycle and set them on his own. And he takes his friend takes the glass to Louisville.
Gene, do you live with this man?
He's an alcoholic. What?
Do you live with this man?
No, not really.
Oh, okay. I thought you said he was your husband.
I can go back now that I gave up my tickets to get. I just don't like living down in the boondocks, real boondocks, you know.
Okay, so you don't see your husband very often. Is that what you're saying?
No, he's coming today. He comes a couple times a week. We get along better that way. Because he wants to be at the lake, and I don't want to be there. It's nothing but 14 miles from civilization, and it's down in, I call it hellhole. It's down in the, don't go to the lake, and it's down in gravel path, and I can't get out of there without spinning tires and wheels, and 14 miles just to get to Walmart.
Sounds like heaven to me.
Oh, no. Not if you're a lousy driver like me that's here to go 55 miles an hour on these little country roads, you know, with no place to pull over, you know. There should be no 55 miles an hour on these country roads where you got people living up on these, you know, long driveways and hills and stuff. No.
Gene, if you want him to live a long time, he's going to need to moderate. I think that's what Dr. Shuler just told you.
He's going to do it anyway.
He said he's
going to give it up a little bit, but I can't control him. You know what I mean? I can't control myself even, you know. He's got to do what he wants to do by
okay, that. Okay. Let's talk about you. You can't control yourself. What are you talking about?
About sugar. About sugar. I can control myself, but I keep eating it. I keep standing up late.
I'm really confused. I'm really confused now. Did you say you can control yourself, but you're still eating it?
Yeah, I can, but barbecue's not.
Then you can't. Then you can't control it.
Yeah, I can. I just don't want to. It tastes too good. I'll admit it. But I'm saying it's because I'm not getting enough sleep because I'm staying up too late watering, out there watering for 4 hours at night because I can't stand the heat during the day. It takes me 4 to 5 hours to water my two sections of gardening. I put them in, you know, like jugs of water. I fill up the big jugs, and it still takes me that long to go from jug to jug.
I'm gonna make a recommendation. Do you have a garden hose?
Yes, that's what I'm talking about. It has to run 100 feet to get to the first section, and it takes about 200 feet to get to my next section.
Okay.
But I'm using my water. I don't know if I'm going to run my well dry or not. You know what I mean? I'm going to be between a rock and a hard place, you know? I ask everybody to pray for rain. But what can we do?
Have wells run dry in your area?
I don't know. It's the first time I ever had one. I'm from the city of Louisville.
Okay. Well, you ought to call your neighbors and ask.
They don't have wells. They all closed them up. I'm the only one that's so-called, because they're idiots. They went to the city water years ago, long before we moved here. Back, I guess, in the 90s. I don't know.
Okay. I don't get it. Okay, so you just explained why people vote for Hillary Clinton.
I know. Even the Amish. I asked the Amish. He said, I asked them, you know, at least they're honest when I ask them. I said, well, what do you water with? He said, well, you can water some of this pond. I said, well, just asking, too. What do you drink personally? He says, well, we have city water. I said, oh, my goodness. How silly. You know, these people that live out in the sticks and drinking that stuff.
There's only one reason why I can think of having city water. Only one. And that is if the groundwater has been contaminated.
I don't know.
By some chemical company, as it has been.
Fertilizer is going up the hill all the time. One time they had a spill out here. I watched it, and people take the truck up the hill and watch them spill out, you know.
Right.
So upset that.
Right. Well, there's a chemical company in New Jersey called the Toms River Chemical Company, and they polluted the aquifer.
Oh,
And they did. And people were bathing in their well water, and they were getting skin cancer.
Yeah. Well,
every kind of cancer you can think of.
Sure, well,
and what they did was they brought in, the answer was city water. And everybody, praise the Lord, city water. But it was because the chemical company destroyed the aquifer.
Well, the people around here all, they're probably doing GMO corn and all these soy products. I see soy all the time. Fills of soy. What few farms are left?
Gene,
on auction.
Gene,
yeah.
You have our phone number, right?
Yeah. You mean a call-in line?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm talking to him.
Would you do me a favor?
Radio went off.
Not next Monday, but the following Monday. Would you call in and tell us your success of giving up sugar? Because I've got some homework for you.
Yeah, I know.
And I'll bet you Dr. Shealy would put an exclamation point on this.
Yeah.
Knock off the sugar.
I know.
Stop it.
I know.
No candy. No sweets. You can have honey. You can have honey. But you don't need the candy. You don't need these candy bars. You don't need the sugar.
But I eat both. I eat good stuff. Like right now, I got my kumsha all cooking. I eat both. I eat all day long.
Okay, but you don't need the sugar, and you don't need the candy, because you've mentioned in the past that you love candy.
Yeah, cookies. I used to make my
Dr. Shealy, do you have any comments before I jump off the bridge?
I think that I have nothing to say. Anything I say might not be very pleasant.
I think what Dr. Shealy is saying is, Gene, you're in control, and you need to actually do the right thing. You can't complain that things are going bad when you're doing the things that cause things to go bad.
Well,
there's plenty of bad stuff happening. Gene, we love you. Okay, we do. We don't want anything to happen to you that's bad. We only want good things to happen to you. But you have got to help yourself, and you've got to help your husband and say, look, you got to knock it off with the booze. You got to knock. Mm. Okay.
Tell me, I'm not his mother.
Well, married him, right?
To me, Gene, I have to say, you need a mother, and so does he.
I know. Heck, I eat better than my mother did, believe me. I eat a whole lot better than my mother.
I don't know what your mother ate, but I'm having trouble believing that you're eating better than your mother.
Yes.
If you have all this candy.
My mother probably never had Holly Fresh vegetables. She never gardened anything like that. I love my mother, but she ate out of cans. In the last few years of her life, she ate Little Debbie's. But I would never buy them for her. My sister would go and buy them for us. And so, but she lived to be 80-something. Oh, that's one thing good. She said,
Little Debbie's, those are snacks that don't need refrigeration, that you can just put them in the closet and forget about them.
Well,
and
Pop-Tarts is
Yeah. Gene, thanks so much for calling in.
Okay.
So in 2 weeks, I want to hear, in 2 weeks, Gene, here's your homework. I'm not kidding.
Uh-huh.
In 2 weeks, I'd like you to call back. I want you to call back in 2 weeks and tell us the success you've had with dumping sugar and candy. Okay, please, would you do that?
And not stay up late, not eat late at night,
All right, and get some sleep, okay?
Oh, I'll try. Okay, thank you.
All right.
Everybody,
hey, Gene,
have a good day. Bye-bye.
You too, bye. Dr. Shealy? She's her own worst enemy.
Of course, but then most Americans are. 97% of Americans are.
And I think that's where that expression, I know. You know, I know I'm supposed to check the oil in my car. I know that had I done that, I wouldn't have had the engine blow up. I know that I should have put air in the tire, but and that.
And the engine blowing up in this case is the body.
I know that I shouldn't be smoking. I mean, geez. Okay, so we mentioned that there are plenty of bad things going on. So Nestle has figured out that their coffee beans has high levels of glyphosate in them. And they're concerned. Glyphosate is everywhere, right? So Nestle's got it in their coffee beans. So class, I mean, don't panic and buy other coffee beans because Nestle's figured out and they've admitted that it's in theirs. It's probably in all of them. Right, Dr. Shuley?
Well, I hope it's not in Gano coffee.
Well, okay, glyphosate's in the rain. Roundup is in the rain.
Oh, yeah.
And so there's got to be some in just about everything. Pasta, wheat, the vegetables. I mean, it's coming from the rain. And Bayer, the company that bought Monsanto for $63 billion, is now facing billions of dollars in lawsuits. Actually, I hope it takes them down. I really do.
Because, oh, I hope all 4,000 yield suits of $200 million or more each.
Yes.
4,000 times 200 million might get rid of them.
So here's how bad it is. When I was at the university, the drinking age was 18. And I was very concerned about punch, you know, mixed drinks out of, you know, a common bowl. I wouldn't have any of that. The only two things I drank legally was, and I'll tell you why, one was scotch and the other was beer out of a sealed container. And the reason for scotch is nobody liked it, so nobody had it, so I didn't, you know, if somebody would say, hey, how about some punch? No, I only drank scotch. Oh. Not that I drank scotch. It's just nobody had it, so I didn't have to worry about it. So it was just beer
hunters,
in a sealed container.
Anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery, and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining, only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Dr. Norm Shuley's with us, and I just got an email from Steve Elkins, and my engineer told me, because I don't check my emails during the broadcast, but so I checked during the commercial break, and Steve Elkins, an ER nurse and an ICU nurse, said that that in the hospital they call it noncompliance. People don't listen. They do what they want, and then they complain about their bad luck. It's not bad luck, bad choices, responsibility, and accountability. They're weak people. They love their crutches. Steve, that's what he said. Georgia, New Hampshire, welcome. It's always good to hear from you.
Hi, Dr. Shuley. I don't mean to wear out my welcome, guys. I'll just say that...
it's an impossibility. You cannot wear out your welcome. You are welcome.
I appreciate that. Dr. Shuley, I've given your name to certain people. I try to give them to people who I feel like intelligent people that, or at least caring enough people that, in other words, they'd be the most likely candidates for people who would actually want to do something to improve their life. And I had a good friend, Al. Now, these are salt-of-the-earth people, but I remember my friend Al, he's got all kinds of Native American stuff all over the house. You know, he's a French-Canadian. He's a nice man. He was complaining about the chemo he was receiving and what it was doing to him and how it hurt and everything else. And he was telling the doctor it hurt him. So I told him, I said, Al, I gave him the information to call you. And I told him Mondays, I said, call, they're very nice. And I told him, he said, he's not only an MD longstanding, I said, he's also a Native American medicine man that the tribe had, you know, welcomed in and trained. And, you know, I don't think he's called to this date. And I mean, and I'm talking about people who are decent people, down-to-earth people, and then I have another friend, Claudette, a nice older woman. She's saying how her husband's ballooning with diabetes in the nursing home, and they're throwing so many different parties and other things and events that they're letting pretty much the patients eat what they want because they think that they don't want to fight with the patients too much. But to date, I've told them this well over a month ago. Nobody ever calls. And I'll say this too, Vincent. You know the people. Oh, by the way, I saw that presentation you made at the last election for that electrical co-op, and I know you were talking from your heart that you cared about them by talking about the smart meters. But the thing was, I think the only real appeal that would have maybe, you know, at least given you much more attraction would have been what I told you about. If you hit them in the pocketbook and tell them, look, the rates are going up. But I really believe, gentlemen, that we're all part of the walking dead to varying degrees. It's like a vampire epidemic. We've been bitten. Some of us have been drained of a little blood. Some of us have been drained of maybe a quarter of the blood. Some half. But I honestly think that there's spiritual entities, and not so good ones, that have in this world, in this domain, control people, and it prevents anything that's coming in. It inverts it and it reverses it, and it makes them work against their own best interest. And they'll always seem to vote for Barabbas, as they say. You know, when Pilate gave the crowd that choice in ancient Judea, and said, look at. Do you want this murderer who maims his victims whenever he robs them, or would you like the Prince of Peace? And they all said, give us Barabbas. And basically what it say, you know how they say, give us liberty or give us death? Well, I think their call is, give us death. We don't want liberty. Am I wrong?
I think a spiritual plague is a good concept. It certainly... Somehow, we seem to be in that state.
I think it was the television programs, because sometimes I think if I could talk to the owner's pets, and the pet could dial, and it could actually, you know, enunciate intelligible words, I think the pet would call for the owner before the owner would. You know, I'm sorry to put it that way, but I don't think I'm far off.
No, you're not. You're not far off. I wanted to read a letter that was written by a very famous person. I had it in the kitchen. I had the original letter with the original signature, 1937, and I wanted to read how cogent, how succinct, how well it was written compared to what people use today to communicate. It's unbelievable the difference that from 1937 to 1919. And it's a really short letter. If I can... I might be able to, I think my son took the letter to show it. It's from a very famous person. And I think he took it with him this morning because I was going to read it.
Could you paraphrase it, Vincent?
I'll see if I can read it tomorrow. I don't want to spoil it. It's
okay.
George, of all the people who might appreciate it, you are certainly one. And I know Dr. Hsu is another one. But very simply, it was a thank you. A thank you letter. For someone who is expressing interest. And that's, we don't do that anymore. Now it's THX, fax, or however you pronounce THX. We can't even say thank you very much for ABCDE. Now we've lost our way, and I don't know how we can regain it. I really don't. How do you encourage young people who don't want to get up? They don't want to start, they don't want to stay with it, and they don't want to finish. They didn't want to think about it. George, thank you so much. Dr. Shuley, thank you.
Take care.
And class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.